Welcome to the Coach Santiago Podcast, where Coach Santiago shares his expert knowledge of athletic development, coaching tips, advice for parents of athletes, and how you can turn your passion for the sport into your business. Coach Santiago has over a decade of experience and has worked with over 2,500 athletes with programs generating over $10 million in sales and $2.5 million in college scholarships since 2003. We hope you enjoy each episode, and remember, coaching is an action, not a position.
Hey there, Coach Santiago here. Today we're talking about process-oriented thinking versus result-oriented thinking. You know, one of the first things I do with guys that I either meet out at the ballpark or bring in here to the facility to work with is I sit them down and run them through a real quick scenario. And the scenario I like to use is bottom of the seventh inning, 1-1 ball game, runner at second base, one out. Give me five things that you're thinking about. And I don't care if the player's 18 years old or 10 years old or 14 years old. 99% of the time, we end up looking at their thought process in that situation and quickly identifying that what they're focused on in that unbelievable opportunity to shine as a player is really result-oriented thinking. What are some examples of those? Well, I got to get a hit, or hit the ball to the right side, or don't pop up, or don't strike out. These are all things that are obviously results. And after really thinking about what they're thinking, and we put it on a whiteboard, we actually come away with a clear understanding that they are having a great opportunity here to really shine in front of their teammates, and all they're thinking about is results versus controlling their process. And I often compare it to a person that really likes math, or a person that's good at math, or whatever your subject matter might be in school that you're really passionate about. Or you at home as a parent, maybe you're a home builder or an architect or some sort of artist of some sort. Well, to go out and do those things, you have a process. Just like the math student sitting in math class who's given a math problem. They don't try to think about the result of the math problem. They go right to their process. And this is something that's very, very easily monitored at home if talked about at home. But we've got to start understanding what process-oriented thinking is related to our success. If we can control our process, so in that situation that I mentioned earlier, 1-1, that's the score, bottom of the seventh inning, one out, and you're coming to the plate for your at-bat to win the ball game, and we're thinking about process-oriented thoughts, things that pop in your mind like, look for a pitch I can drive, make sure I'm on time, make sure I see it early, make sure I'm selective. I'm going to take away the outer third of the plate. I'm going to look for a curveball here. Whatever your process is, see, those are all process-oriented thoughts, just like the guy that has to go build the house, right? I say, hey, I want to build a house. You're the house builder. You've got a process that you're going to run me through in order to get me the house that I want. Same thing if we want the desired results we want in a baseball game or a fast pitch softball game or any game for that matter. We have to start thinking about our process. It's the only thing we can control. It's the only thing we can be consistent about. Okay, if you've played baseball or softball for any amount of time, you've hit a ball right on the screws. Somebody lays out and makes a great play. Or you hit it right at somebody. Or the umpire calls that pitch 2 or 3 feet off the plate. Okay? We've also been in a situation where we don't really take a good swing, or we don't make the best contact in the world, and the ball still finds a hole, and we win the ball game. Okay? So the game of baseball is tremendously frustrating. And for us to try to control the entire universe by focusing on our results versus our process does not allow us the opportunity to be in full control of what we can control, which is ourselves and what we're thinking about. A real simple way I try to break this down to players is, when you're thinking about process, you're focused on you. When you're thinking about results, you're thinking about everybody else. I want to say that again. When you're focused on your process, you're focused on yourself. When you're focused on results, you're focused on everybody else. And I think you would agree that the best opportunity you have to give yourself great performance day in and day out is to focus on yourself. You can't control what the other 8 to 10 to 15 players on your roster may be doing, or what the other team can do, or what the umpire is going to do, or what, you know, so many things are going to happen after you make contact or after you swing that bat at the baseball, okay? But the same is true on the defensive side. What's your process to get ready to make a play? These are some of the things that have just been recurring over my time as a coach that I wanted to share with you guys, and I want you guys to talk about at home. What are we thinking about in those situations? The next time your son or your daughter doesn't perform at their best in your mind, are you at home talking about, man, if you would have hit that first pitch instead of that second pitch, you would have done this, this, and this? Or do you actually stop and say, what were you thinking about? What was your process? What were you focused on? And you'll find a lot of times when players fail, they were already thinking about things they wanted to avoid instead of focusing on things they wanted to accomplish. So again, I want to just rehash this simple fact that process-oriented thinking allows you to focus on yourself. This can be applied to school. This can be applied to business. This can be applied to life in general. At the end of the day, you're going to go through life and you're going to go through things and be focused on one of two things. It's just that simple. We're either focused on the results or we're focused on the process. You know, I recently talked to one of my old coaches who just ran his first 26-mile marathon, and he called me and wanted to tell me that, you know, some of our discussions on this particular subject matter helped him. And I asked him, I said, well, how did you go from never running to now running a 26-mile marathon? And he simply said, 1 mile at a time. I just focused on my process and ran 4 miles one day, then I ran 6 miles, then I ran 7, 13, 15, and next thing you know, he's running a 26-mile marathon. So again, this is great information to apply to all different facets of your life, but in specific terms, baseball and softball in general, because it's just a very, very difficult thing to do, especially offensively, and we've got to tell our kids, and we've got to focus as athletes on our process and not so much your result. This is Coach Santiago signing off. Remember, coaching's an action, not just a position.